Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including a new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
One of the most talked about speakers at the Democratic National Convention this summer was Teresa Heinz Kerry, the wife of Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. Her role at the convention was to try to get the women's vote. In order to do this, she built her speech around showing compassion for the way women are allegedly restrained from speaking up. She said, and I quote, "My only hope is that one day soon, women who have earned the right to their opinions, instead of being labeled opinionated, will be called smart or well-informed, just as men are. I want to acknowledge and honor the women of this world whose wise voices for much too long have been excluded and discounted. It's time for the world to hear women's voices in full and at last." Close quote. Those were the words of Teresa Heinz Kerry. But I don't understand her complaint. Where are all the women she sympathized with? I don't know any women who are not allowed to speak up. Certainly, I've never had any trouble speaking up. Miss Heinz Kerry was born and grew up in Mozambique, a dictatorship in East Africa. I know that women are badly treated in Africa. In fact, in Africa, the women do most of the work, while the men reserve their energies for occupations that men enjoy, such as hunting, fishing, and fighting. But Miss Heinz Kerry didn't specify where are the women who are excluded and silenced, and the reasonable inference is that she was talking about her adopted country, the United States. The feminist ideology teaches women that they will never get a break in America because they are victims of a patriarchal, male-dominated society. That's a big lie, because American women are the most fortunate class of people who ever lived on the earth. It might be dangerous to have a first lady who knows so little about America that she thinks American women are treated like African women and doesn't realize that the First Amendment applies to women just as much as to men.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says 5% of the people think, 10% of the people think they think, and the other 85% would rather die than think. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today we have us with us again, our good friend Joan Vion. This time, though, she is in Davos, Switzerland. She's attending the World Economic Forum. She's 5,000 feet above sea level in a ski resort where the rich and powerful are meeting to discover the state of the world. Joan, are you part of the rich or part of the powerful?
I'm part of the normal.
There's nothing normal about you, Joan.
Actually, the only thing powerful about me is the fact that I understand the agenda, I ask the right questions, and then I'm on programs like yours, and we tell the people what's really happening.
Well, tell us what is really happening.
Before I do that, let me just say that for your listeners, this is my 65th global meeting. This is a ministry, in my opinion. I certainly don't do it for a living because nobody pays me to do it. I'm an American. I'm gravely concerned about what's happening. And in order to figure out what's happening, I've literally gone to the horse's mouth 65 times. I have a nonprofit organization, the Women's International Media Group. When you gift, when you buy our books, our tapes, our videos, when you buy our newsletters, that helps us do the things that we're doing. There are two reports I'd like to offer today. The first one is a report on the British Commonwealth. That's $8. And the second is a report on the World Economic Forum. It'll take a while to get it. That's another $8. If you'd like a yearly subscription, it's $45. And you can call 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541. End of advertisement. This is my seventh World Economic Forum. I am very grateful that they allow me in. Whether or not they know what I report, I don't know. But in any case, they're tolerant to me if they do know.
They have at times not been all that tolerant, have they not?
It depends on who I'm asking a question to. There are men who, power movers, that don't like my questions because I usually try to aim between the eyes with those questions. But I think it's fair to say I started covering these meetings 10 years ago because I am an American and I want the Constitution and I want my Bill of Rights and I'm gravely concerned about loss of sovereignty. And over the years, Derry, I have had to admit a number of times, and today is another one of those days, in which I am very gravely saddened by the fact that most Americans have no idea of what's happening in the world. The mainline media, their primary job is to dumb Americans down, and they've done a great job. So I'm very grateful for people like you who are trying to help people understand truth. because that's what all of us want. We want truth.
You know, I have not seen one thing on any of the national networks concerning this meeting that's being held in Switzerland as we speak.
Interesting.
Have you, Jeff? Have you seen anything on this worldwide at all? It is on C-SPAN. Okay, Jeff says it's on C-SPAN, but...
Okay, yeah, it normally is on C-SPAN. I know here in Europe you have all the major networks, BBC and C-SPAN and whatever else is out there. They're all covering the World Economic Forum because these people understand how powerful it is. So let me explain the World Economic Forum.
Please do.
The United Nations brings together only world leaders. And, you know, the U.S. sends an ambassador to the United Nations, and so there's 191 ambassadors meeting. And if you go to their website and start looking for resolutions and laws, you'll see that the United Nations has been very busy, and they've passed a lot of resolutions and laws, which are being implemented in all the countries of the world, including the United States. The World Economic Forum is a little different. First of all, they're a nonprofit organization, and they are registered at the United Nations through ECOSOC as a non-governmental organization. So, therefore, they're affiliated with the UN. They support the UN agenda, and they are doing everything in their power to move the UN agenda into higher levels, which they have done. Those higher levels are the multinational and transnational corporations of the world, business. Here in Davos, there are over 1,000 corporations from around the world. This year, they've invited many Indian and Chinese companies. It's very interesting to see all these very sophisticated Chinese businessmen and women here. Very, very interesting. And their market capitalization is $8 trillion. Now, that's not pocket change, $8 trillion. And along with the businessmen, the World Economic Forum invites key leaders from throughout the United Nations. World leaders this year, there's Tony Blair, former President Bill Clinton, a number of other major world leaders, Jacques Chirac. We'll talk about him in a minute. And so you have world leaders. You have academia and think tank people. Now, from Harvard, Yale, Columbia, these are the people who are thinking about how to live in world government. And I've interviewed a number of them, very big names, very powerful names, such as Dr. Joseph Nye and Jeffrey Garton and Jeffrey Sachs and on and on. So there's a lot of power here. There's a lot of brain power here. There's a lot of money here. But most of all, there is a major, major agenda here that for you and I as Americans is totally against what we believe and stand for. It is an agenda through the United Nations, that is transferring wealth from the rich countries to the poor countries. It is an agenda that is looking to knit all the countries of the world together so that there's no way out. We have to act as one. Now, have they achieved their goals? Yes. And that is what I was reflecting today as I was listening to all of the major problems that confront the world in their opinion.
And let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. for all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
We have returned visiting with Joan Vian. She is in Switzerland, and she is attending the World Economic Forum, where she's learning about how the state of the world is being planned by the powers that be. There's 1,000 multinational corporations at this meeting, and she's visiting with many of them. Going into the commercial break, Joan, I think you said that these people have an agenda and they've already reached their goal or something to that effect. What did you mean by that?
Well, what I meant, let me break that down in several components. First of all, when we talk about interdependency or integration or some of the other words that means one, you know, we're all together, we have to go back to 1944, when the financial barriers between the nation states were torn down. They created, on the international level, the IMF World Bank. And that meeting was held in the United States. And so the U.S., was, along with Britain, was one of the key chief architects of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, which was designed really to start harmonizing the economies of the world. Then in 1945, the United Nations was set up. And that is when the political barriers between the nation states started to fall. We appoint and send an ambassador to the United Nations, and there, international law, not national, but international law dealing with international relations is created. And there's a whole bunch in the last 60 years of international law that has been created. And our laws change. What do you think Congress is busy doing? They're busy changing our laws to conform to what has been agreed to at the United Nations.
Does Congress know what they're doing? Do the Congress people, the Congress critters, do they understand what they're doing?
I will give a couple of them an A for ignorance. But I think, for example, former President Bill Clinton is here. He was on a couple of panels today. I was able to sit in on one of them, and he's going to be giving a keynote speech this evening. And Bill Clinton basically announced that in the last 4 years, that means under a Republican presidency, that there has been a sea change in the desire of Congress to support and underwrite UN agenda. Now, that's pretty major.
Now, he is saying that Bush was doing a better job as far as getting us involved in the United Nations than he was. Is that what he's saying?
No, he's saying he's doing as much as he did. Okay. Clinton is saying that the Republicans have had a complete change of mind, and they now are supporting goals, objectives, and agenda of the United Nations.
Yeah,
now,
we can see that.
The way I have, but that's what he stated.
Yeah, it's obvious. Hey, we're going to take another break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and you're listening to our plumbers beating on our pipes here in this building, for whatever that's worth.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Joan, a caller named Paul called in and asked if you would discuss Jacques Chirac's plan to establish a global tax. Are we getting ahead of the ahead of ourselves here, or can we do that?
To the caller, I will. That's one of the key things to discuss today. Let me set the background. I was talking about how the barriers between the nation states have fallen. The economic in 1944, the political in 1945, the trade barriers in 1994, the legal barriers with the creation of the International Criminal Court in 1998, and the military and intelligence barriers in 2001 with the attack on America. All the barriers between the nation states are torn down. The world is one. Now we are faced, through the United Nations and their objectives, with major, major problems. One of them is poverty. And in 2000, and it's important for people to understand this, I'm giving them history, and really what's going on and why they need to know this. In 2000, the United Nations held what they called a Millennium Summit, because it was a new millennium, and they wanted new goals. And so they decided that the goals that they wanted include reducing poverty in the world by 50%, reducing starvation by 50%, reducing HIV/AIDS by 50%, reducing child mortality by 50%, and giving every little kid in the world a basic education. Now, they came up with some figure for this. It's $50 billion a year. Now, I want to address two things. First, the poor, and who are the poor, and why should we even support these, and then the global tax. With regard to the poor, as I have started to do research, you know, all these poor and starving people, I have noticed throughout the 10 years that it appears that Africa is the heart of the perpetual poor, perpetual poverty. And I have a report on the British Commonwealth. People really need to send for this because, you see, we didn't get rid of the British with General Jackson at the War of 1812. The British came back in 1945 through the United Nations. And interestingly enough, the number of poor, starving countries, countries at war, countries that don't have infrastructure, many of them just happen to be part of the British Commonwealth. And so as I have looked at this, a couple of years ago I happened to ask some African countries about if they're so poor and starving and they're members of the Commonwealth, why don't they get aid from Britain? And they said, oh, there's no aid. And I said, well, if the Commonwealth is a voluntary association, why don't you withdraw? And they looked at me with horror, and they said, we can't. I said, you can't withdraw? And they said, no. I came home. I started to do research on the British Commonwealth. I've come to many interesting conclusions. But one of the most important is this, that all of the poor and starving countries that, you know, they say are the countries that need the $50 billion, many of them are not only British Commonwealth countries, which means they probably vote in the United Nations with Britain, which means America's outvoted. There are 54 Commonwealth countries, and they're all members of the United Nations, so there's 54 votes from Commonwealth countries to America's one. But it gets worse than that. Many of these countries have gold, diamond, titanium, bauxite, copper, manganese, diamonds, okay? And they're starving, and they're poor, okay? And so what is happening here at Davos, as what has happened throughout the last 5 years from 2000 with the Millennium Development Goals, is that it now has become the goal and objective of all the countries of the world to meet this $50 billion amount. So I finally said, now, wait a minute, we're doing something here. Nobody is questioning how the poor and the starving got poor and starving. So Tony Blair did a press briefing today, and I decided that I was going to ask him. And so I asked Mr. Blair, I said, you know, when the United States broke from Britain as a colony, I know what happened to the U.S. and what happened with with our country. Help me understand, you decolonized over 40 countries between 1959 and 1989. Many of them are the highly indebted poor countries. They have war, they have starvation, they have famine, they have corruption. Help me understand why, when you decolonized, that happened to those countries, and they're all a member of the British Commonwealth. Well, I haven't transcribed his response, but he ended by saying whatever he said with, I know I didn't really answer your question. Absolutely. We have what is happening here with what is now going on in the world is that they have made some very serious assumptions that, in my opinion, have a very poor foundation, and that there's probably very little reason why we should now build this huge infrastructure of transferring wealth from your pocket and mine through our tax dollars to these countries that are now considered failed states and in line to countries that now harbor terrorism, which gets us into another problem. So
hey, let's get into the other problem after the commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Uh-huh. This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Monday, January the 31st, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Mile in Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting a nice run of stocker and feeder cattle and calves. Many of these calves will have all their vaccinations. Some will be wearing the white tag, proving their shots are all up to date. Now, these special calf and yearling sales are in addition to the regular Thursday auctions where all classes of livestock are sold. To consign cattle for or any of the sales at the Mile in Missouri Livestock Auction, give Wendell a call. His number is 660-265-5523. Mile in Missouri is in part of northern Missouri, referred to as the Green Hills Cattle Country. Big strings of top quality calves are born here every year, and the Mile in Missouri Livestock Auction is the ideal location to buy or sell. So, buying or selling, remember, this is the special calf and yearling sale that's coming up this coming Monday, January the 31st, at the Mile in Missouri Livestock Auction. AAM, the American Agriculture Movement. You probably first heard about the AAM back in 1978 and 79 during the demonstrations in the tractorcade that brought thousands of farmers, ranchers, and tractors to Washington, D.C. Times were tough on the farm back in those days, but you know what? Things have literally gotten worse. The family, owner-operator, and the agriculture economy is practically a thing of the past. The multinational corporations controlling the price of our farm commodities have been making big, and I mean big, donations to both political parties. And as a result, the Department of Agriculture will not enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act, and the Department of Justice will not uphold the antitrust laws that would break up these monopolies and allow competitive marketing systems to work. To learn more about AAM, log on to www.aaminc.org. or dial 605-993-6201. The New York Times report, this is going to be the year the world learns to live with a cheaper dollar. Well, what will that mean for your stocks, bonds, real estate, and gold? Well, if you want to win the game, you've got to know the score. And believe me, my friends at Swiss America know the score when it comes to investing. Since 2000, their clients, like myself, have enjoyed great asset protection, privacy, and as much as 230% growth by owning quality U.S. gold and silver coins. See how your portfolio stacks up in Swiss America's brand new investment scorecard. You can do that free by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Remember, to win the game, you've got to know the score. So get the scorecard today. That includes 2005 projections like a shrinking dollar. Please get it, read it, and take action now. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who bought a million lottery tickets and won a dollar, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back, Joan. You were just getting ready to tell us about what Jacques Chirac had to say on this $50 billion a year that he would like to have.
Let me say that the CEOs of the world have been mobilized for the last couple of years for this whole idea of transfer of wealth and helping the poor in of the world. Now, Jacques Chirac at the G8 meeting in Sea Island, Georgia, just 6-7 months ago, put global taxation on the table for the G8 leaders. Now, let me say that I have been covering global taxation, and that's one of the reasons that I started covering UN conferences on a freelance basis, was global taxation. I've been around the corner. I've been to a lot of meetings, heard a lot of things. Interestingly enough, in Sea Island, Georgia, I talked to the French representative there, and she told me that Chirac and Blair were both working on new ideas for global taxation that would be more fair and equitable than the ideas that have been around for the last 10 years. Well, Jacques Chirac went public last evening with his ideas for global taxation, and I have to tell you, none of them are new. Okay, none of them are new. Basically, most of them are old and some are revised. So let me go through these ideas and let me talk about what has been said today by Bill Clinton regarding global taxation. First of all, the whole idea of global taxation has now been raised on the international level here in Davos. This is the first time that the CEOs have come face to face with some kind of concept of international taxation. So this is brand new, and it's like stretching the envelope, if you will, or moving the envelope. So let's go through the ideas that Chirac gave. First, he said that we need to increase overseas development assistance. It's called ODA. Now, this was a form of foreign aid assistance that was started in 1969. It's about 36 years old. And the bottom line is that the U.S. gives 0.2% of gross domestic product to overseas assistance. Now, what does this money go for? It is used for debt relief, technical cooperation and emergency and disaster relief, along with food aid. Now, how much does the U.S. give? In dollars, we give the most money. We give $16,254 billion, okay? Now, France and the U.K. give, France gives $7,253 million, and the U.K. gives a little bit less, okay? So we are giving per capita, as a country, more money than anybody else. However, on a per capita basis, we're only giving 5 or 6 cents per person, whereas a country like Norway is giving twice that amount. And so America is being criticized because we're not giving enough per capita, okay? Forget the fact that we outstrip everybody 2, 3, 4, 10 times, okay? We're not giving enough. Of the G8 countries, France and Britain have made commitments to reach 7% of gross domestic product for the ODA, which is the cap that they've set, the amount of money, by 2010. Hey, this is a huge transfer of wealth. And who is going to verify that it's going where it needs to go without many different people skimming off the top? All right, first idea, old one, okay, so fine. Second one, the British have come out about 3-4 months ago with an idea called the International Finance Facility. This is a real interesting scheme, and that's exactly what it is. It's a scheme. What they want to do is take all of the promises by countries to meet these Millennium Development Goals. They want to take all their promises and write bonds on those promises. And then to help support and pay back the bonds, they want to levy, or France suggested, levying a small little tax of $1 on airline tickets. Now, I have to tell you, this is nothing new. Boutros-Ghali thought this was a great idea 15 years ago. So, all right, it's come full circle. So, oh, gee, gosh, no big deal, just $1 on 3 billion airline tickets. We have $3 billion here. And then we have, he also recommended a tax on fuel used by airline companies and by sea companies, sea transport companies. Okay. Another idea is that he wants. Let me see here. Oh yeah, he wants. America gives $220 billion in charity a year. Most of that money stays in the U.S. and only 3% goes overseas. And I would assume very sincerely that most of that money is for missionaries overseas. Jacques Chirac has decided that we ought to change some laws to make it more attractive for Americans to gift overseas.
I like his comment on that, Joanne, where he says the law should be changed so we can capture some of this money.
Yeah, right. That doesn't sound like he really has gifting in mind, does it? It's called grafting, not gifting. Then there's another, and this is why I started covering global meetings, the idea of a Tobin tax after he's now deceased Nobel economist James Tobin, who said, hey, why don't we just tax the international currency between countries? Now, on a daily basis, $3 trillion in international currency changes hands. And so he recommended, and he wasn't even recommending this for the United Nations. The United Nations adopted his idea. And so Tobin wanted a much, much larger amount for his purposes, and that's what the UN originally wanted. It would give them, back 10 years ago, the percentage that they wanted was 0.5% or, 0.5% or 0.05%, I forget which, but it would give them over $1 trillion a year with all the different things that they wanted to tax. Well, the UN budget is, you know, only a couple of, you know, like 15 million or something. So, you know, here they're going to get $1 trillion. Well, now they've scaled it back to one, get a load of this, 0.1%. Okay? Same thing. It's a international tax on currencies. This is a good one. You know all the countries that maintain secrecy? Okay, so different people can put their money there and nobody knows who's doing what.
Like the Swiss bank accounts.
Swiss bank accounts, and I would also say the countries that are set up as tax havens. And, by the way, many of them in the Bahamas just happen to be in British Commonwealth countries. He decided that maybe those countries should break secrecy, can you imagine, and give some kind of amount of money to compensate for all the money that's not being taxed. Isn't that great? This is real, real fun, and we wonder why the French Revolution happened. And then lastly, he felt that Bill and Melinda Gates have given, I don't know, $6 or $7 billion towards AIDS in Africa, and he feels that more rich people ought to set up foundations. Well, you know, part of the reason why your tax and mine is rising is because over the years, people who have fabulous wealth like Bill Gates, they put all this money into a foundation. It becomes tax-free. There's no tax paid on it. And, you know, the tax burden of the money that was put in their foundation is, you know, transferred to you and I.
Hey, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Joan, we've had several callers been holding for a long, long time. Let's go to the telephones.
All right.
Maggie in Texas. Hi, Maggie. You're on the air.
Good morning. Mrs. Vion, you have stated that members of the Commonwealth who represent impoverished nations have told you that they couldn't resign from the Commonwealth. What reason did they give? What did they claim would be the consequences?
I don't know, but the horror on their face told me.
Oh, you mean that just shut out all conversation immediately?
I mean, their eyes got big. I mean, they were shocked that I asked the question. And when I have asked African countries in the past, hey, why don't you just withdraw from the IMF World Bank? They look at me horrified and they say, we can't. They'll put economic sanctions on us. They'll destroy our country.
Oh.
And so when these same, not these same as the ones I asked earlier, years ago, when these Africans looked at me, they had the same look as those people who said, hey, we can't withdraw from the IMF. They'll put sanctions on us. They'll kill our country. So that's all I can tell you. I was quite surprised at their reaction, and that is what led me to do a little bit more research on the Commonwealth.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's go to Charlie. Hi, Charlie. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. In a booklet that I wrote in 1989, I reported that Jonathan Williams recorded in his book Legions of Satan in 1781 that when Cornwallis supposedly surrendered to Washington, he revealed that a holy war will now begin on America. And when it is ended, America will supposedly be the citadel of freedom, but her millions will unknowingly be the loyal subjects of the crown. Cornwallis went on to explain that what would seem to be a contradiction. He said, your churches will be used to teach religion that in less than 200 years, the whole nation will be working for divine world government. That government that they believe to be divine will be the British Empire. All religions will be permeated with this teaching without even being noticed by the masses. This divine world government that Cornwallis spoke of was a religion of the New World Order. The religions of America deceive their followers into believing that there will be a one world government and it will be the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And this is done by preaching the return of Jesus to this earth to set up a government. This is a total lie and misinterpretation of the scriptures in order to enslave the people of the world. The preacher who made this most popular in America was C.I. Schofield. And there is, without question, a connection between Schofield, the Schofield Reference Bible, and Cecil Rhodes, who wrote that his goal was, quote, the ultimate recovery of the United States as an integral part of the British Empire. The churches in this country have done more to aid the British Commonwealth in their world domination and enslavement than all of the politicians in the world combined.
Hey, I would like for you to call me next week when I'm home. I'd love a copy of your book. I'll swap you with one of mine. I agree totally with everything you've said. It would take too long for me to explain my research, where I've been, where God has led me. I don't believe in Bible prophecy specifically anymore because, interestingly enough, everything that Bible prophecy says will happen, I am seeing formulated at the UN, and I don't believe it's natural. I believe it's manufactured. I would love...
Hey, hold on a minute, Joan. Hold on also a minute, Charlie. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. 2005 has arrived, and which assets can offer you the best protection, profit potential, and privacy? Gold and silver, that's right. Again, gold and silver. Most Americans are intrigued by gold and silver, but simply do not understand how it is traded or even valued day-to-day, according to Swiss America CEO Craig Smith. But that's all about to change as gold continues to make new headlines, including CNN. It seems since 2000, Swiss America has been featured on many CNN programs, which have just been assembled into a new DVD entitled CNN Rediscovers Gold, and is yours free by calling 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Find out why gold and United States rare coins are fast becoming the best investments of the 21st century. Directly from Craig Smith, the man who wrote the book on it. Call now, 1-800-BUY-COIN. And we're back. We're in the home stretch here. We only have 3 or 4 minutes left. Very quickly, Joan, on this Bible prophecy, you said you think
let me say real quickly that what I have found is that as I have talked with Christians about what's happening at the UN level, most of them are tuned out because they're going to be raptured. And what I have come to believe and understand is that a whole group of people have been duped that could have been one of the most powerful spiritual forces on earth to hold back evil. And that has become my understanding and my belief as I have continued to cover these meetings. I mean, Christians are tuned out and they are in la-la land.
But don't you think this, what you see taking place before your very eyes as you sit there in Switzerland today, don't you think that that is being Bible prophecy worked out?
I sort of think that there was a problem with the syntax, and that when Christ was talking and when these things were taking place, that he meant it for that age and not for our age. The bottom line, Derry, is this. Forget, put it aside. Put aside rapture. Put aside all this stuff. The bottom line is working out our salvation on a daily basis with fear and trembling. And what that means is when we see lies and deceit and deception and distortion, it means challenging them. It means fighting the battle on a spiritual basis. And in order to do that, you need to understand the agenda.
Yeah, well, Paul says we wrestle not with flesh and blood.
Absolutely.
So these people are they're getting their direction from a higher authority. I don't think there's
Absolutely.
Any doubt about that.
Absolutely.
But I still believe that we could do a whole show on this.
Yeah, we could.
But we are getting we are getting set up for the Antichrist. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
We are being set up, period. Yes, that's right.
But, I mean, this is the first time ever that you could put a chip in someone's hand or forehead, for example.
Yes, that's correct.
And couldn't buy or sell without it.
That's
so,
right.
Anyway, but like I said, that...
Let me just say something going back to the global tax issue. Today, Bill Clinton, when they talked to him about a global tax, what he said was very interesting. He said, I'm looking at, where is Clinton? Okay. He basically said that an international tax, he said there's never been an international tax. Who would approve it? It would have to be approved by the countries of the world. I'm not against an income stream to meet the development goals. But it would have to be a different kind of revenue stream for the rich countries. Overall, the bottom line for Clinton is that, hey, in the time that it would take to get a global tax passed, 3-5 years, we could be saving lives now by other methods of funding.
Very quickly, do you think Bill Clinton will be the next Secretary General of the United Nations?
Let me tell you, Bill Clinton has a tremendous amount of respect globally. They love him. The stuff that he's doing now through his foundation, he's really doing a lot of feeding the poor and helping them over in South Africa, or in Africa. So they love him. He's well respected. Could he be? Absolutely. And by the way, Hillary has just sent a bill to the Senate to get money for all the world's kids to be in school. That's our tax dollars.
But it's her bill. It's not. It's just a bill as such.
But she has. She's written a bill. She sent it to Congress, and basically it would set aside money from the American budget to help educate all the kids of the world. Part of the Millennium Development Goals.
Give Joan a call when she gets back home. I guess you have secretaries there today, though, do you not, Joan?
No, I'm sorry. The office is closed.
Office is closed. But when she comes back home for book orders, for whatever, it's 301-371-0541. 371.
They can call today, Gary, and leave messages. I mean, you know, they might forget in a week. So 301-371-0541.
Or www.womensgroup.org. And we're out of time. We'll just go happy trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Sunny weather, happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.